Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline as we get into the final hour of the program tonight and head east. I believe the path would be I-84 to I-80, joined by Warren Williamson of Oregon Duck Football News online, OregonDuckFootballNews.com, on Twitter, the handle at DuckFBNews. Warren, appreciate the time. How you doing?
Steve, good to talk to you. Hey, and I have to tell you, I'm here. No need to worry about me. The elevation hasn't affected me at all.
Oh, okay, so if you start getting lightheaded, that's just you. It's not the elevation.
Yeah exactly.
So wheels up. I'm great. This is an interesting trip. You rarely see a Power 5 program play a true road game at what we would call a group of five, this one being at the home of the Cowboys. So kind of paint me a picture now that you're in town. This is a very big game for the Wyoming program. You see a lot of Oregon colors. I mean, how big is the local buzz about this game?
You know, a ton. On my flight over this afternoon or this morning, flew into Denver, and the flight was almost full of Duck fans. And then at PDX, there were Duck fans at other airlines. I mean, there was a ton of support coming this way, so that's good to see. You know, when this game first came out on the schedule, I thought if there was going to be a trip game, a trip-up game, this was going to be it. I really thought Oregon would beat Nebraska. Of course, I thought they would beat Southern Utah, but if they were going to be upset, this is the one that really concerned me the most. Just not necessarily because of the altitude, but because Wyoming has traditionally been very, very good at home.
Oh, no question about it. And they've capitalized on that edge. But let's get to the depth chart this week. You see a noticeable change. Outside linebacker Lamar Winston, the sophomore from Central Catholic, who primarily last year made his bones as a special teamer. The story you posted on your site. So, Warren, what did the coaches and Winston have to say about, you know, what he might bring to the table as, you know, Jim Leavitt is still tinkering with this defense?
This is an interesting spot for Lamar. He's noted as the starter, but when we talked to the coaches, when I talked to Coach Taggart midweek, he said, wasn't sure yet. Coach Leavitt said the same thing. They just have different position groups, and he's in one position group. But I think Lamar is going to play a big part in this game, and here's why. He is such a rangy, athletic dude. He's tall, he's fast, and as the Duck linebacker, he's going to have to cover a lot of territory. He's going to have to run protect. He's going to have to drop back in pass coverage, and he's certainly going to have to cover those slot receivers coming across the middle. And he's very good at that because he has speed, and I can see why the coaches like him, why Leavitt likes him so much, is because he has that speed to do all of those things.
We're continuing with Warren Williamson live on the scene in Laramie with the success of Carson Wentz, you know, a non-power program, Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen. He's been getting some spotlight, and we know he's got the big arm, though he has struggled against the likes of Iowa and Nebraska. So what are the Duck coaches and players saying about maybe their plan to limit the damage he does?
You know, everyone said that Josh is speculated as either a top five or even the top pick in next year's NFL draft, and he certainly hasn't shown that yet, but he's tall. You know, he's 6'5". They say he's mobile. I haven't seen a lot of tape on him yet. He's mobile. He's got the arm. One thing that Coach Taggart and both Coach Leavitt did say during the week is he can make all the throws from the hash to the sideline. That's a big arm if you can do that. But, you know, keep in mind, they've only thrown two touchdowns in two games where, you know, Oregon has four rushing touchdowns. Oregon has 12. They've only scored one rushing touchdown in the two games. So there's a lot of disparity there. But I still think that there's a lot. They are really going to have to. Oregon has so many weapons, and their defense is really going to have to concentrate on all of those weapons. They're going to come at you from every vantage point. We all know how hot Justin is right now. So I anticipate the Ducks are going to throw the ball like they did in the first half against Nebraska. I don't think they're going to let their foot off the gas like they did in the second half. We talked about that this week. They learned from that. And if they get that lead this weekend, I don't think they're going to pull their foot from the gas.
Yeah, along those lines, with that rally and the way the offense, I don't know, I guess I want to call it stagnated. You posted a story featuring co-offensive coordinator Mario Cristobal. What did he have to say about, you know, those issues finishing last week and maybe the kind of challenge they'll face with this Wyoming defense tomorrow?
So in private, they would probably say that they did let their foot off the gas and they were trying to burn clock. In public, they said it was lack of execution, and I think it was a bit of both. I think they had the big lead, and I think they wanted to burn some clock, and they thought that they could. But you saw the game, Steve, and there were several missed opportunities in that second half where they just didn't execute. But I think they came into that second half tentative, and I don't think they're going to do that this week. Coach Cristobal, he knows. He's seen major top five college football at Alabama. He knows what it takes to win, and he knows how much they have to execute. Oregon, they've got that huge offensive line, that very proficient offensive line. They're going to try to push those big bodies around tomorrow. I fully anticipate they're going to run the ball extremely well with Royce again, and then they'll toss the ball around the field a little bit. I think a good mixture of 27 to 30 passes per game is good for Justin. And, you know, if Royce can get anywhere from, you know, 18 to 25 carries, that'd be great for him as well. But I think you'll see a balanced attack. I do.
All right. Final couple thoughts from Warren Williamson, Oregon Duck Football News. And obviously, you get to hear from a lot of fans, your subscribers, and, yep, you know, the way the Nebraska game progressed after halftime, there was some frustration. But as far as the feedback, what you heard, be it conservative play calling or more along the lines of, yo, it's the second game of the year, they won it, work in progress. What was, you know, maybe a theme or two that you heard from fans and, you know, folks you deal with?
You know, actually, just today, I sat with a couple Duck fans who are season ticket holders, been season ticket holders for more than 20 years, and their primary theme was they trust this coaching staff, but they also felt that Oregon let off the gas a little bit and kind of went conservative. And I think everyone saw the game, and we all saw that. But they like the way that the program has played so far in the first two games. I think Justin has been a great surprise. We all knew that he could play the position well, but I think he's really done exceptionally well these last two games. He's making all the good throws, making good decisions. He had that one bad pick thrown into triple coverage last week, but he'll learn from that. They're running the ball well. Their offensive line is executing. I'll tell you what, for me, I've been really impressed by Oregon's secondary. Graham has been a godsend back there. They've got a really, really good secondary, and they're going to be tested tomorrow, and that's going to be the interesting part of this game. I'm anxious to see how that secondary and the linebackers play against Josh Allen.
All right, then finally, rather about the game, you know, you've been on the show a couple times. Why don't you let the folks know about your site, what kind of coverage you provide, information, interviews, and what they need to know to, you know, get involved and keep up with all your great coverage?
Yeah, you know, just go to OregonDuckFootballNews.com. We started the site 8 years ago primarily to cover Oregon football, just football independently, but the last couple of years we've also been covering basketball. So we'll do the same this year. But great video coverage there, of course. A lot of stories there. We get to keep up with all the coaches when they talk during the week. So certainly send in your questions. And if you have specific topics you want to talk about, or if there's specific topics you want to play, you want to hear from the players, let us know. And we'll try to get those interviews. Just like a lot of the other sites, we're just trying to cover the Ducks from head to toe, and defense to offense, special teams, doing the best we can.
Now, do a hell of a job. Warren, I appreciate you checking in live on the scene in scenic Laramie. Enjoy. We'll look forward to the coverage. And, my friend, you travel safe back to Eugene, and we'll catch up real soon.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the coverage. Appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, if you'd like to jump on in. We've got a lot of action going on. It is a FBF, Frost Brewed Friday, courtesy of Coors Light. Where are we? We're at the Gateway Grill and Tap House. You can check them out online, gatewaygrill.com.